So let's talk about telling your story, because I think it's one of the most important. In fact, in today's outline, I actually ranked it right up there with one of the top four core. It should be called five core, telling your stories. you know, build your list, connect and invite, and then three should be tell your story in your presentation, because it's really part of the presenting area, and we'll talk about why that is so. But the importance is that it's absolutely invaluable, because they're hearing from your heart, right? And when you tell your story, when you talk about it, it's really having other people start mirroring that and tell their stories. And that's just part of everyday conversation. When you go and meet somebody you haven't seen for a while, what happens? You both tell your stories. You start telling stories. All of you are great storytellers, because that's probably a good percentage of all communication that takes place between you and somebody else, whether it's a story about a new restaurant you saw, or a story about what's happening with your kids, or a story about your marriage, or a story about your church, or a story about your business, or the economy, or what's going on, you know, political, whatever it might be. You're telling stories, right? And once you start to, people mirror that. And we don't really realize their value or their importance, right, of what stories do. And so make sure you get that very clearly in terms of how you verbalize your story. Because if it really is as important as I'm telling you it is, which it is, then why are we so lackadaisical about perfecting it? It's kind of like the same thing I teach once a month at our Saturday training. We'd go through the four core. Why do we do that every single month? Some of you go, Mary Jo, I don't even listen to it anymore. I've got the four core down. I go, no, you don't. Listen to it. You can never be overtrained on the four core skill sets, because those are the most important skills that you need to develop in order to be successful in network marketing. So it's like I tell people, it's never enough. Always need more. So that's why we keep teaching them and training them. Same thing with your story. It falls in that same category. It's critically important. It has a phenomenal impact on people. And that's why you want to work on yours and give it that level of precedence in your life. In fact, I suggest post this call, each and every one of you work on drafting your story and getting it down, fine-tuning it, and getting it into a very, very, perfect posture, and tell it to some people, get some feedback with your upline, all of that, because that's how critical it is. And what happens is when you tell your story, what the other person does, it causes them to trigger something in their mind. So it's part of the path of discovery. It's part of the path of opening somebody else up to emotionally what's going on for them. And sometimes it's hard for some of you, especially those in that analyst quadrant, to evoke emotions out of people, except for people to back away from you. But you're looking at, how do I relate to this person I don't even know? Well, you know what? If your story is done properly, there's going to be something in there that they will most likely relate to. And they'll be able to say, wow, I'm resonating with that, right? And they can start opening up because they connect with you. And connecting is number one, right? We want to connect with people. If they don't connect with them, they probably don't want to do business with you. They're not going to trust you or believe you on what you're trying to market to them. So they connect with them. And through your story, you can do a tremendous job of connecting with them. So that's what you want to do. You want to resonate with them, connect with them at an emotional level, heart-to-heart level. And usually at that point, when you connect with somebody in their psychology, what happens is when you connect with somebody, what happens to their walls that they have up? They start dropping down. It's the same reason why when we listen to people, we try to find something similar. We try to, oh, gosh, I get it. Yeah, I was involved in stuff. When you find a similarity between yourself and somebody else, all of a sudden you feel, all of a sudden there's a connection. So the walls start coming down. Otherwise, they're still, who is this person? I don't know them. I don't know what they're telling me, blah, 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 blah. Or, why are they get suspicious, or they have all this, paranoia. I mean, they might have those psychological issues going on anyway, but you the normal person that doesn't have any major psychological damage will be able to start resonating with them, and connecting will open them up to allow themselves to be more vulnerable in the conversation, which is exactly what you're looking for. So all of those reasons why the story is so critical is that whole concept of identification, have something that resonates with them, connectiveness, you're opening up to many possibilities. The network marketing skill sets, even though we talk about four core, just like I said to you earlier, I believe that telling your story belongs right up there with the four core, because it really, your credibility is what helps people get started on the products, and your credibility starts with posture, and part of your posture that you have is your story. So if your story for being involved in Manatech is really weak, well, I really was looking to make some money, and I found this company that has a good compensation plan, so I'm excited to share it with you. I don't think that quite cuts the mustard. It doesn't build enough posture on it, because people don't really join network marketing companies purely for money. For the most part, people are looking for something they feel that is marketable. Because if they don't find something marketable, they know that there's not a good business opportunity there. In fact, a lot of times when I'm talking to somebody looking for a new business, I say, what's the most important thing in a new business? And they go, well, how much they pay you, da, da, da. And I said, well, I probably don't agree with that unless you think that you can sell ice to Eskimos, right? And they go, they laugh. You know, I'll make a comment. And I say, the most important part of any kind of marketing position you could have is you want to have a marketable product, right? I mean, if you want to have something that people really need and the ability to be able to communicate that. So when I talk to people about why I'm in the business, I love telling my story because it talks about my dad, right? I get to get in there that these products really make a difference in people's lives. And that's what's really cool. So you want to make sure that your story is really strong. And it gives the people an opportunity to just live the story with you. So part of the story needs to also be, it needs to be broader than just maybe, you know, well, my mother had this, I got her the product, she did great, so I started because I wanted to go out there and make some money and help people with that. See what happens is they get isolated into, oh, you must have come across a new drug that treats that disease, right? You get it? You're giving them the wrong impression, so you want to make sure that the right impression is there as well, right? So your story needs to be strong, and in and of itself, your story can be, here's a funny thing I'm going to tell you. I've told people just my story, and they've signed up on this. They didn't have to see a presentation. My story was all they needed. And that's how powerful a story can be. So think in terms of that as well. Your story can be so powerful that that's all people need. So make sure it's strong. Make sure it's not weak. Make sure that, you know, you craft your story. You spend time with it. You ask other people to analyze it for you, to give you feedback. Always keeping it fresh as well, because your story changes. Over time, it can change. You're going to change as a person. You're going to become, perhaps, you know, doing some self-development, you're going to become more heart-natured or connective in other ways. And so you're going to want to go and tweak some of the phraseology that you have in your original story. Your story doesn't have to stay the same. I mean, it's not going to be, you're not going to go from being the president of the United States to being the, you know, the captain of a pirate ship. I mean, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about story in terms of changing. We're talking about language that you might use in your story. Yeah. And it can change in other ways too as you become more and more successful. But you want to step into success, and we're going to talk about how you address that, whether you've been successful or not. You still have an incredible story that can change people's lives and cause people to join you. So I stay on the lookout for what new things can I, how can I tweak this, how can I learn more, and that's part of what this call is about, is I actually give you at the last page, I'm giving you three examples of stories that I think are really terrific, mostly because I help people draft them. One of them is my own, but, you know, it's their story, and you can see how they can look different but still be very effective in terms of impacting people who hear the story, all right? Does your story need to be rags to riches? Well, we kind of already highlighted this factor, that it doesn't, you know? Your story is your story. And some of you are just going, well, my story's not very good. Your story's terrific. Trust me. And if you need some extra help, then I'll probably, Lydia's out of the room so I can say this. If you want to send it to me, I'll be more than happy to tweak it for you, because I did that with like 40 people in my downline when we went through the January and February. And it was a joy to be able to help people rewrite their stories, to make them more impactful, more concise, to the point, and have a greater impact. One gentleman who I rewrote a story, you're going to see his attached to the outline today. He hadn't signed up anybody in 10 years in Manatech. He signed up two people in the next week and a half, 2 weeks, after his using his story. So how much more can I tell you how important stories are, as long as you have them written correctly, right? And it's, you know, some people even shut down. I'm going to tell you that when you have a rags to riches story, some people will find that not credible. So they're just going to look at you and not even believe you. I don't tell people that, you know, I've made, you know, that I'm in my story. I don't say, well, I'm in the Millionaire Club. I made over $2 million, almost $3 million in Manatech over the time period that I've been involved with them. And blah, blah, blah. Because they look at that. Some people will just be suspect. They think you might be puffing, because there's so many people out there that tell stories like that that aren't true. Even though my story is true, I don't want people questioning that. And you don't have to tell people you've made millions for them to be attracted to what you're doing. If you've only made $10, you probably shouldn't tell them that either. You got it? Both ends of them don't have to be told. People aren't asking you. If they ask you, some people go, well, Mary Jo, but if I don't tell them how much money, what if they ask me? And that's one of your fears. Your fear, you go, oh my gosh, I'm so afraid. What if they ask me how much money I'm making? Oh, I just look at people. You have so many responses to that. You just say to them, you know what? I just started on this path, or I just recommitted on this path. What I'm making today is 1/10 of what I'm going to be making in 6 months. So trust me, the comp plan is awesome. And that's all you have to say. You don't have to get into specifics. Just come back with a retort of where you're going, not where you are. People follow people for where they're going. That also means that if you're brand new in Manatech, do you have a story? Absolutely. You have a story, because you walk through your story just like telling what is my, you know, parts when we get into under four in the outline is how to draft your story. And the first part is what your life was like. Well, for those of you who are brand new, you could talk about what your life is like right now. Right? It's about exposing your life as what it is right now. If you're brand new, it's not for me. I talk about what my life was 23 years ago when I first started with Manatech. But if you're brand new, you start up, you can talk about, well, let me tell you about my life, da 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 da, and this is, you know, what I hate the most about what's going on in my life is this. A friend of mine brought me this incredible breakthrough technology that helped my parents with a couple of their health issues. And I, being so overwhelmed by that, I looked at it like maybe there's a business behind this if it truly changes people's lives in such a significant way. And now I'm on the path to whatever, whatever. Live my dreams. Get out of my rat race. Notice that's a story. That's a story. That's your story as a brand new person. You're going through the steps. You talk about, instead of what your life was like, you're going to talk about the reasons you got involved, where yourself, you know, instead of now what my life is like, you talk about your future, where you're going. Where you're going and where you are now can be equally impactful, because people want to jump on a what? A freight train headed in the right direction. They want to be a part of somebody that has an incredible future, because they feel, wow, if that's where that person's headed, how do I get on? And I don't want to be in the caboose. I want to be in the engine compartment, right? I mean, that's really, you could even use that language. You want to join me in the caboose or the engine? You decide. Yeah. And that maybe that's even a cute analogy when you ask people how they're going to get started. The engine maybe being somebody who comes in as a consumer, the caboose, and the engine is somebody that says, I'm all guns ahead. I want to be what Mary Jo does today, which is I start people and I say, you know, this is the fastest way to get to $500 a month. You can do it in 30 days, or you can do it as much as 90. Your choice. You decide whether you want to be on the slow track or the fast track, the tortoise or the hare. because I believe that with the new pod, there's not a person out there that shouldn't be making $500 a month within 90 days of joining Manatech. So if that's you, my question is, why aren't you getting started? Because that's really the issue. Why aren't you getting started? Everybody should be making. Or are you just an associate who claims to be an associate but truly is just a consumer? And there's nothing wrong with being a consumer because I have thousands of those in my downline, and I love each and every one of them. But if you want to build a business, then let's go out and build a business. And the pod is the best way to do that. So whether you're brand new or not, you could even talk about that. You could, like if you're brand new, you could say one of the reasons that you got involved. What was the reason? You know what? This debt load is just absolutely getting out of control for my family, whether it's credit card, whether it's car loans, whether it's student loan debt. It's just eating us up alive. And I started looking at it thinking, you know, if I just made $500 extra a month. So I started looking at working a second job and blah, blah, blah. And then a friend of mine approached me with a breakthrough in nutritional science. And, you know, I've always been kind of a health nut, and I was so fascinated by this. So I asked him, I said, is there a business behind this? And he goes, yeah. In fact, here's the business model. Within 30 to 90 days, you can be making $500 a month. You just choose whether you want to do it part-time or add a few more extra hours in. And I found the answer to prayer. I just gave you a brand new story without even, I mean, I'm just shooting from the hip here on this call by giving you that story. But notice that there's so much pain out there around debt in our society, and you have the answer, and such a simple answer. Because how hard is it to diagram out the pod? You don't even have to diagram it. Manatech has pages in the library to do that. So you have an answer to prayer to people as a brand new person just getting started, so go out there and use it. And how do you know whether to talk about business or products? Well, first and foremost, you know based on any communication you might have had with that person, okay? Let's say you had some pre-existing communication, or they talked to you at church and asked you to put them on the prayer list because their mother has lupus or blah, 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 or their daughter just got diagnosed with, ADHD or whatever, some kind of thing. And you want to step in and try to help them without cure, heal, mitigate, mind you. So you want to help them. So you call them the next day or the day after, and you go, as I was getting the prayer list out, I couldn't help but think about you. And, I came across this breakthrough science that's really making a huge difference in people's health. And I'd really love for you to take a look at it. So now that's a person I'm not going to start with the business opportunity because they're in pain, and I know their pain. I already have knowledge of where their pain is. I have a knowledge of their biggest crisis or greatest need. So I want to meet that first before I get into the business side of it. Now, if I don't know anything about a person, if it's a brand new person that just happens to come into my life and I get to know them without really hearing anything, I'm going to talk to them about, the business side of it. That's what I'm going to talk about. And it's going to readily come out of my mouth when they ask me what I do. And then I'll give them my story. And I know some of you are sitting on pins and needles waiting for Mary Jo's story, and you're going to get that, so you're going to have to wait a little bit longer in this call. So I would just give them my story, which is all directed towards the business. Because here's one thing I've learned in networking, is that if you lead with the products and they're not interested, you have nothing to fall back on. Because no one's going to do the business if they're not convinced on the products. However, if you lead with the business and they don't seem to be interested, they have a huge possibility of falling back on the products. And why is that? Does anyone on this call know that? Well, let me share with you. It's called human psychology. We normally, as human beings, when we evaluate something, a lot of us have a hard time saying no. But we muster up our courage and say no, and we get strength and just. But when the person has a second offering that's lesser than the first, we'll tend to take that because we don't want to disappoint the person. We'll tend to take the second offering if it's a lesser offering. And that's what it becomes when you lead with business and fall back on products. You follow? Mary Jo, I'm really not interested in business. And you go, I just described to you this breakthrough science that really could support your health and your family's health. Are you interested and committed to your health and your family's health? Well, yeah. He said, well, then are you interested in taking a look at this? And they'll go, sure, I'd love to. Let's do that. Notice how I premised it on, are you interested in your health and your family? Are you committed to it? Great. So would you be interested in taking a look at this breakthrough science and see if it's a fit for you and your family? Yeah, sure, I'd love to look at it, Mary Jo. Great. See how easy that is? Now I've gotten them on the second level. But I can't do it backwards. If they say they're not interested in the products, they're not going to be interested in business because no one wants to sell something they're not, or market something they're not interested in, right? Or they don't feel committed to. So that's why I lead with business, absolutely. But again, in situations where you know and have more information, start with the products. And so anyway, bottom line in this section of the outline is really that no matter where you are in your journey, your story provides personal connection, the hope, the real-life inspiration that people want, need, and even yearn for. So even though you might look at it and say, well, Mary Jo, you know, that's a problem of perception. I'm just not valuing it. And I go, yeah, because you're too close to it. You're too close to it. But other people will find tremendous value. Tremendous value. But it, again, phrase it the right way, lead with it the right way, and watch what happens, right? So let's talk about how do I draft my story, because this is the bottom line for you guys. You got to be able to draft it, and you have to have the techniques done, and you have to do it the right way. And I'm not telling you I have the only right way. I just have years of experience and years of training and have watched it work magically over the years. And I'm, you know, I actually went in and talked to Al Bala about a month ago, and I said, you know, Al, we have lost the power of telling our story in Manitech. I said, we need to build that back in and make it, give it a huge emphasis as part of the presentation part, okay? And it can be in other places because we'll talk about where it comes up in a prospecting interaction in a minute. But how do you draft your story? First of all, how long should your story be? I'm telling you 30 to 90 seconds. Now, that right away wiped out half of you on this call because you go, oh my gosh, but my story's like 5 minutes. I go, and the person's falling asleep. If you want to make an impact on somebody, you're going to lose them if it goes any longer than 90 seconds because you're going to have too many other trailers in there, that bunny trails and trailers in there that they're going to follow. They're going to go off in a different direction. They're going to be intrigued by something other than the products and the business, right? So stop it. How many of you saw my training Saturday? Stop it. Your story should be 30 to 90 seconds, max. It's there to make an impact, not to be lost in the mush of all the things you want to present to them. There are 4 steps to building your story, and they all need to be told in the right order and as succinctly as possible. Step 1, my life was like, okay? So for those of you who are brand new, what is yours? My life is like. This is what I've been living over the last 10 years of my life. This is where I've been. Blah, 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 blah. Or you say something like this. You know, I found myself, blah, 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 blah. We'll walk through that stuff. But so my life was like is an expose of you, what you were doing in your life. And it's not about 10 minutes. That one, I have 1 sentence. I have 5 words in that part of my story. 5 words. Why? Because it's not the most important. Number 2, what I disliked the most. That's the most important. Why? Because when you hit a pain that's similar to somebody else's pain, guess what you evoked from them? An emotional response. Thus, you're in a much better position to cause them to make a decision to do the business today because you've emotionally gotten them to respond. If you don't hit them at the emotional level, highly unlikely they're going to move forward. Now, there are some analysts out there that don't like emotions, and they might move forward anyway. But the majority of the other quadrants need an emotional response. So you're gonna touch upon most of the other personality types. So what's the pain? What you dislike the most? And again, for you brand new, what I dislike the most. You know what? this is what my life looks like. I get up, I brush my teeth, I take a shower, I go to work, I get home, 10 o'clock, I go to bed, I get up. He goes, it's driving me crazy because it's such a routine and I feel like, ready? What I disliked. Here it comes. I feel like I'm totally out of control. Somebody else is playing me like a puppet and pulling my strings, and I have no concept of the future that I dreamt of as a little kid. Now, why did Mary Jo go there? I'm just giving this off the top of my head. Because every kid dreams. So what do you think I just sent the person I'm talking to back? I sent them back into, wow, what did I dream of as a little kid? Some people have just poured dump trucks of sand on top of their dreams that they had as a kid because every time they think of it, it was so painful. So they finally just drowned it out of their brain. They made it disappear. But you know what? It's still there. So you could evoke emotions based on losing the dreams you had as a kid. And then you go part, okay, so what I dislike most is the most powerful part of this. And you want to say it in such a way that it's not just about one thing. If you can kind of stretch it a little bit to include a few things, not a lot, don't give a laundry list, but a few things that relate back to what your life was like, right? Number three, so everybody circle, highlight. Number two is most important, circle it, highlight it. Number three, what I found. What did you find? What was the decision you made? That's where you bring in, well, you know what? And then the other day, a friend of mine called me out of the blue and said he'd read something I'd posted on Facebook, and he felt my pain. And he goes, I don't know if this is something for you, but I think I have an opportunity that can allow you to dream again. Are you willing to take a look? So I did. I took a look, and this is what I found. Boom, 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 boom. And then you tell them what you found. And number four is what? Now, what is my life, the future? I couldn't be more excited about what I'm going to create in the next 12 months. And I can see those dreams not only come true, but I think I was thinking too shallow as a kid because they're going to be 10 times better than what I could ever think of. Something in fact, right? So that's what you do. There you go. There's your story. Some of you probably emotionally interacted with me as I just made that stuff up as I read through the outline, right? But that's how we tell. Those are the four pieces. That's it. 30 to 90 seconds. And again, which one is the most important? Number two. Highlight it, circle it, most important. Now let's talk about where does it come up in a prospecting interaction. Well, up front, you have no foundation, no credibility, so it has less impact. Now, I say that, but I also want to highlight here that it could be up front if it's somebody close to you, okay? So distinguish that. If it's somebody, if it's a friend, a relative, somebody that already knows you, kind of knows about your life, you're not breaking the ice with it because why? They already know you. So when you're a brand new person, you could go out and tell your story right out of your mouth to all those people on your warm list because they already know you, assuming they know enough about you. But you'd like to break the ice first. You know, how are you doing? Da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, let me, and I'll give you some language that will be on our new website we're building for all you guys. It's language that I use when I do three-way calls. Okay, so I tell people, when, let's say I have a brand new person, I say, okay, this is what I want you to do. I want you to contact five people and set up a three-way call with me. And I said, so I do it both either that way, more effectively is if I just sit on the phone and we make calls together because then I know it gets done. Sometimes when you give this assignment out, the people don't follow up with it and they just don't do it. But here's language you can use with a brand new person if they want to set up three-way calls. How do they get a three-way call with you? Here's some language they can use. Again, this is part of brand new people. They're talking to friends and family, and this is what it might look like. You know what? I just found this incredible business. Well, after they say hi, Laura, or whatever, you're going to say hi to the person, right? You know what? I just found this incredible business opportunity, and the person I signed up with, she has been in it for 20 years and is in the millionaire club. And the first thing she said was, who's the number one person in your life who you would love to be in business with? And it was you. That's the name that came out of my mouth. So come on. You have to be on a call with her. When's a good time for us to do that together? I can't wait to be in business with you. How's that? That's language. So you'd use language like that. So that's how you get your people on a three-way call. So that could happen in a first call. Or you could even tell a little bit about your story, what you've done. But if you're brand new and you haven't even created, but you can say, this is what my life looks like, you can add that language to it as well. So you, in a knowledge person that you already know, you can move forward. But I'm saying anyone else, any cold marketing, any friend of a friend, referral, whatever it is, your story comes in as the first part of a presentation. So it's down the road. It's not the connecting. It's after connect and invite to what? A Zoom or whatever. When you kick off the Zoom, when you do a three-way call, you know, that's where your story comes in before you show the video or whatever the thing is that you're going to be presenting to them. So at the presentation, I'm most important because they're ready to be quote-unquote sold. I mean, they know they're there for a presentation. So hearing your story whets their appetite, and it gives them, here's the important part. When you watch My Life, My Terms, that's a great little piece, right? But what if somebody had told you their story in advance and you interact and you heard their story and you related to something in their story? Now you're listening to My Life, My Terms from a totally different perspective than you would have if it just would have coldly fallen in your lap. And that's a mistake probably a lot of you are doing. You're just sending it out to people and say, hey, I want you to watch this. Let me know what you think. They have no relationship to it. You haven't touched upon a nerve in their life. And when you don't touch upon a nerve in their life, which is what your story will do, then you're less likely to get a response from them. So how do I touch upon the nerve first? I do it by telling my 30 to 90 second story, right? All right. And so that's it. So you want to help them, and you don't want to do your story after the presentation, and they go, well, remember you saw that in there? Well, let me tell you about my story. Yeah. You already allowed them to go through all that time watching the video or doing this stuff without relating it to their life in the way you wanted to relate it. And they've probably already drawn some conclusions or put their hand up or done some things because they couldn't see how it's going to fit in their life. They didn't have a reference point. Your story gives them a reference point. Even though the presentations are good at trying to draw that out of them, it's never going to be as good ever as you in telling your story. So let me just give you some heads up, and then we'll look at some stories that I've redrafted for people. And it all came out of, again, reviewing my downline. Here's some key principles that most of them missed. There wasn't one that was sent to me of like 20, 30, 40, how many I redrafted in January, February. There wasn't one that I didn't redraft significantly. So that tells you that we're not very good at drafting our stories, right? Yeah. We tend to leave things out. We tend to be all sorts. But let me talk about the major issues. Number one, keep it simple. Most of the people that sent me stories were like a page and a half. It took like 2.5 to 5 minutes, which is ridiculous. No one's going to listen to you. Did you ever find yourself telling your story with somebody and you feel like they're drifting off? Well, they are. You don't have to feel like it. I guarantee they are, because you're not succinct. You're not to the point. They don't need all the bloody details. I had one person go, well, I have 4 children. 2 of them are under the age of 5, and the other 2 are 17 and 16. And I'm like, who cares? That was my comment. We care, but they're not going to care. If you want to bring up your children, you just have to find yourself, you have to do that. And there are important things that you can do, because if your story is part of your children. And so I rebuilt her thing, and it said, I have 4 kids. That's what it said. I have 4 kids. And my husband was coming home with less money. The end of the month came long after the end of the money. And I just knew I wanted something better for my children. Ta-da! How many people can relate to that? Yeah, we want something great for all our children. And then she went into, so she told her story her pain right there. I mean, that took less than 10 seconds, right? So I didn't have to tell my whole story about how, all the ages of my children, all the things. So keep it simple. Do not review the 8 reasons life was hard. Because what happens when you give them 8 reasons why your life is hard, they'll go off on bunny trails with you, and they'll overwhelm them. It'll confuse them. They won't know what you're trying to get at. They're going to try to figure out, where is she taking me? You follow? That's why I can't be long, because they're going to be distrusting you, or they're going to be trying to run down a bunny trail, and then you start a new bunny trail. So no bunny trails. No bunny trails. If it doesn't have direct relevance. And that's why you need other people to look at it. Because for you, you can tell me all you want. But Mary Jo, every word was relevant. I go, for you, not for a new person. For you, because it's your life. Most of us don't like to describe our life in 30 to 90 seconds, because then it makes us feel unimportant or unappreciated. Trust me, this is targeted marketing, targeted languaging. And people believe, buy in a belief in the future. That's why you always have to talk about what your future looks like. So people were leaving that out. They didn't want to do that. So let's talk about that. And let me just highlight one thing to you too. If you look, because a lot of times I go out and I look at other network marketing websites just to see what other companies are doing. And poor Lydia, she's signed up in about 7 of them. That's the only way I get access to them. So she becomes a consumer and buys a $40, $20 product, whatever. But it gives me a lot of insight in what other people are doing. And I'm going to tell you, there's not one website out there in the major network marketing companies that are successful today that doesn't have a whole section on telling your story. Really, it's that important. So, yes, we're going to have one. So it's coming. But for now, you know, use this outline and just, you know, Eric Worre's got some good trainings on it as well. But here's some examples. I gave you first, the first one is obviously my story. But this is what my story is. I was a lawyer and a businesswoman. Boom. I just described my entire life before Manatech to them. How many of you can describe it in 6 words? Was that 6 or 7? 7 words, okay, right? I was a lawyer and a businesswoman. What I really disliked, notice I didn't tell them what was going on in my life, because being a lawyer and businesswoman, people can assume a lot, come to a lot of conclusions themselves. But I used what was really bad as part of my description in terms of what I really disliked about it. What I really disliked was I had no time working 60 to 70 hours per week. I felt I was losing and listen to the pain. I felt I was losing the opportunity to be a great parent, a great sister, a daughter who supported her aging parents in a way that really honored them. Do you guys get that? How many people can relate to that? They might not relate to all of it, but they'll find one of those things they relate to. Then I found Manatech. First, just for the products, which I really thought would help my dad. After his incredible results in just 3 months, I looked at the business model and realized this was a way to live my life on my terms. Wow. Notice how I highlighted that, because I say it slowly with, you know, accentuated when I say it, because everybody wants to live their life on their terms. And there aren't very many people doing that today. Now, I've become the leader of my entire family, caring for my folks before they pass, spending invaluable time with my siblings, as well as financially helping them, as they all have great needs, and traveling the world with different charitable and mission foundations. The present and future couldn't be better. I feel so blessed. You get it? How many of you out there like that story? How many people, you can take yourself off mute and just say, was there something in Mary Jo's story that you related to? Anything?
I found something.
Go ahead.
The fact that you were successful.
Okay,
but
great.
You had no time, and you didn't have control of your life, and
yeah.
You wanted out.
Right. Yeah. So
you wanted
can even
the lifestyle,
be,
but
yeah.
you didn't want to be tied down to it where you
right.
have
I was trapped.
Choices.
I was trapped. So
you were trapped.
You related to the fact that here's a woman that was totally successful, making lots of money, and she was miserable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Good. Super. So how many people do you think you could talk to that are in that same shoes?
Lots.
They're probably on your chicken list because you just think they're making so much money. Why would they want out? Because they're trapped.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Who else?
Good.
Give me another response to that. How many related to the laundry list of not having enough time or not being the kind of sister that you want to be? Or the kind of, the kind of daughter that you would like to have been or could be to your aging parents? Or, you know, just maybe somebody wants to, so I nailed all the family relationships in there because those are important to most people. They find themselves disconnected with family. So that could tweak somebody and just give them a little ouch in their life. Well, maybe, yeah, I could see that. Or my dreams in my love and my passion, traveling the world with different charitable and mission foundations. So maybe people want to make a contribution in a bigger way. So you notice that there are multiple ways that people could connect to this story. That's all I'm suggesting to you. It's not made up. It's absolutely bloody true, right? But it's written in a way that it can touch upon many different facets of somebody's pain. And that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to impact that. Let's talk about the second one I have here. I've been working 10-plus hour days for Schwan Foods for over 30 years. Boy, that sounds just like the weight of the world. I can honestly tell you I've been overworked and underpaid as I watch my life go by without the time I would have liked to have spent with friends, family, and the freedom to do what I really enjoy, which today involves my awesome grandkids. What makes it even worse is they change their pay structure. How many people feel the pain of pay structure changes? Ugh. To make it even harder to earn a fair living, and here I was so loyal and dedicated thinking all of that would pay off. You guys getting this pain? How many people feel that way about who they work for in a job? I've been totally loyal and dedicated, and look at how they treat me. It's a common theme in our society today. My lovely wife is now working her own business to support our lifestyle. Do you feel pain in that? He never wanted his spouse to have to work. He wanted her to be a stay-at-home mom and stay-at-home grandmother. Guess what? Not happening. There's his pain. Well, recently I found a great company with terrific health products. And you know what? I'm no longer trapped. They have a terrific pay plan that allows me to work for myself, making whatever I choose on my time. I'm now excited about my future, retire my wife, notice first on his list, and create monthly income by just helping out lots of people live healthier lives, both financially and physically. The future couldn't be brighter. Got it? Third one. My initial employment involved drug research and how drugs affect the human body. I felt exhausted and empty by that experience. How many people are in the medical field that just feel exhausted by working with drugs all the time? I've always been committed to health and nutrition. When my husband, who's a doctor, joined the staff of a nutritional supplement company, I thought maybe they would have some products that interest me. However, it was not until I saw him use the products and have incredible health results that I was totally sold. I started on them myself and soon thereafter also experienced dramatic improvement in my health, so I quit my job and began supporting others with greater knowledge and the way they too could experience a very healthy lifestyle. Here I am 10 years later, loving what I do every day, which is contributing to people everywhere while enjoying the best health that I've ever experienced. My future couldn't be brighter, and I would love to have you take a look. Okay, so that's somebody that maybe isn't making $10,000 a month, but you know what? She quit her job to be able to go do this because it was her passion, and she's making money at it. Otherwise, she wouldn't have been able to quit her job. So those are just three stories for you to look at. Draft yours, okay? And, you know, like I said, play with the words. Make sure you're touching. Make sure you're getting the connective language in there that you can visualize how many other people are going to be able to connect with you on the points you're making. And that's your goal and your story. Anyone, any questions, any comments? Then where does it happen? when you sit down to do a presentation, you break the ice, you tell your story, and then you go into the video or whatever you're going to use to tell that story. The story of Manitech. Your story first, then the story of Manitech. Okay? All right, everybody, have a great week. Let's go out there and make it happen. Go talk to a lot of people. Get your story down. Get that words down. If it's only 30 to 90 seconds, trust me, I know every single one of you can have it memorized and it can come out really clear and clean. But make sure it doesn't sound like it's memorized because it's got to come from your heart. Okay? All right, everybody, have a great week. And see you Tuesday night live. Bye, everyone.